Dow. Some really great guests joining us live on the air today, including Atlee Button, a senior for the Star Valley Lady Braves volleyball team this year, organizing the Pink Night. And Jace Lilly and his mom Gina are in studio today. Everybody, good morning. How is everybody today?
Doing really good.
Awesome. Atlee, let's start with you. You have been one of the organizers of Pink Night, and obviously you're a senior as well, so this is not the first time you've been involved with it. Talk to us about your experiences kind of being the organizer this year and some of the decisions that were made to help this family.
Yeah, so last year I wasn't in charge of it, but they kind of make it a whole team. They want the whole team to be involved, so I helped out a little bit with that. But I actually have a little sister that's in Jace's grade, and that's kind of how I originally heard about the battle he was fighting. And I heard about how awesome and cool of a little boy he is, so he came to mind when we had to pick a recipient for this.
That's very cool. And so every year you guys pick someone specific, mm-hmm. and Jace this year. So we'll get the details from you in just a few moments as far as what's going to happen with Pink Night and how you're raising funds. But just reiterate, everything raised goes to help Jace and his family,
yeah,
right?
100%
of it.
It all goes to Jace and his family.
That's very cool. Well, Jace, we are so excited to have you in studio. We've read about your story. We've seen it on social media from your mom, and she's been so great about sharing it with everybody. First off, question for you right now, Jace. How are you feeling right now this morning, other than nervous? Are you a little nervous right now?
More energized than ever.
Really? That's fantastic. Well, you look great, man. You look awesome. And so, what has it been like for you since that big surgery and now you're home and you're back in school? What is life like for you right now?
Normal. My leg has never stopped me from doing anything.
Jace, one of the things I want to talk about, what are some things you like doing and what are some things that you are excited to do on a day-to-day basis and things that you like in school?
Not much I like in school, but I like to play with my brother, and before the surgery, I used to play basketball and played with my friends and played with my four-wheeler and my dirt bike, and that's most what I could do.
That's really cool. So you like sports then, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite sport? What is your favorite sport to watch?
Soccer.
Soccer? Do you have a favorite team right now or a favorite player, or do you just like to watch it?
My favorite player is Ronaldo.
He's a good one. He's a good one to
That's
have a favorite.
That's a pretty good pick.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good pick. Well, Gina, Jace, tell us, kind of talk a little bit about what are some of your goals that you'd like to have over this next, I mean, it's been kind of a crazy whirlwind thing, but what are some things that you'd like to see happen in the next 12 months, next year?
Just see Jace up and walking really good.
Let's have you pull that mic in front of you, Gina, if you would. Okay. Thanks. There we go.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
just to have Jace up and walking on his prosthetic really well, and just being able to get back into public school with his friends. He's doing online public school at home with Wyoming Virtual Academy. He's got an amazing teacher. She's out of Billings, Montana, and he's got classmates that are from all over the state of Wyoming right now. So it's different, but he makes it work, and you know, he had his prosthetic fitting, molding and stuff that he walked with on Friday this last week, and he gets his official prosthetic to start actually using it at home on the 18th of October. So he wanted to hopefully walk with it on Halloween, so we'll see how that goes.
Very cool. That'd be awesome.
He had a really awesome print made for his prosthetic from a guy named Mike at Swift Creek Trading, and he did the print for him in less than 24 hours and had it ready to go for him to take down last Friday. So that was really amazing. So this next year, we'll just be finished with chemo. He wants to go back to public school and hang out with his buddies and his friends, hopefully after Christmas break and stuff. Just to be up and walking and back in somewhat more normalcy of life.
Just be a kid, right?
Just be a kid, yeah. He just wants to run and jump and race his sisters down the gravel road and play and be able to get on his dirt bike again. because he can't do that right now. Amongst all the donations and fundraisers that people have done for Jace, the Nice family, Matt Tillotson and his family, they donated a four-wheeler for Jace so he could ride something with just one leg, you know. So, but he hops everywhere. He threw his walker to the wind. You know, we use the wheelchair for in-town purposes, but anywhere else, he hops on that one foot for the past 5 months.
So. Wow. Give us, for those that aren't familiar with the story, walk us through what happened and what brought you to this point. And then you mentioned a prosthetic. Walk us through a little more of that process. But start from the beginning, if you would. Tell us Jace's story and the impact it's had on your family.
Well, the impact's been like the whole world been upside down. he played basketball and he did wrestling, was sledding down hills and everything in the backyard, jumping on his knees, you know, falling over all the place and was just fine. And then we decided to go out to eat on my daughter's 7th birthday and just kind of hang out on the 23rd of February. And they wanted to go to Burger King. I did not. So we actually tried like 3 other restaurants, and for whatever reason, the fryer was down at one place and they were out of something the kids wanted at the other place. And well, we ended up at Burger King. So, I really think God put us at Burger King, because he went down a slide at Burger King and bumped his knee. So had we not gone to Burger King, he wouldn't have bumped his knee, and it wouldn't have been painful or nothing. So then I told him he probably just bruised it. And about a week later, he started getting really sore, like it was painful. So I took him in for x-rays, and x-rays didn't show anything. They didn't see anything. But they were x-raying around his knee where they thought he had pain. And they said to put a cast on it, and the cast was making it more sore, like just a brace or whatever. And so after wearing that brace for about 4 days, we went back in for MRIs. And then they did scans from the waist down. And he ended up having something in his leg. And I said, well, they, you know, when they give me the results, you know, let me know what it is. Because the guy wouldn't tell me. He goes, well, after radiology gets a hold of you in a couple of days, you know, we'll let you know what it is. And 10 minutes after I left the hospital, the radiologist told me, he goes, we need you to come back right now. It's very important. You know, something Jace has needs serious help right now. So we went back there, and they told us that it was possibly a Ewing sarcoma or an aggressive infection, and that we needed to get to Primary Children's in Utah as fast as possible for a biopsy. So we went down to Primary Children's Hospital with the whole family. Jace got put under for the first time, and the doctor did a biopsy. And about an hour later, he came and talked to the family and pulled us aside. And he said, well, he does have cancer. But the good news is he doesn't have Ewing sarcoma. He goes, he has the lesser of the two evils. He has osteosarcoma. So, and then another doctor came in and said, we're going to place a heart port in your son and get him going. And you have to be in here the next Friday to start chemotherapy as soon as possible. So they said if the osteosarcoma gets out of his bone, then it could spread to his body and he could be down to months to live. He needs to have chemo right now. So we started chemo the following Friday on April 5th. He was diagnosed on March 28th. And been doing chemo 3 weekends a month with a couple weeks in between. We drive 4 hours up to Utah on Fridays. We come back Mondays, drive 4 hours back home. And Dad stays home with the rest of the kiddos and hangs out. We have a 13-year-old at home, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old. Caleb, Essence, and Constance, and they stay home with Dad on the weekends. So we're almost done. We got 5 treatments left. Jace had his rotationplasty surgery. His rotationplasty surgery on June 18th. They took out the upper part or the lower part of his thigh and below his knee, and they took the lower part of his leg and flipped it around backwards. That way his foot slides into his prosthetic and he's able to use his ankle joint as his new knee joint to be able to walk back and forth with the prosthetic. So he had over like 300 stitches inside and outside of his leg. He had a metal plate placed on the front part from his femur to his fibia, and 7 screws through that plate into his bone, and then an 8th screw down the tibia in the back of his leg so it doesn't continue to grow up into his backside as he gets older. But it's completely healed now. The bone, the skin anyway, the bone will take another 6 months to fully heal. But it's healed enough where he can be weight-bearing. He was okay to put weight on it this last couple of weeks, so they okayed him for the prosthetic fitting and to stand on the molding. And then they're sending in the molding to get the actual finished prosthetic piece for his first leg to walk on the 18th of October.
Well, Jace, you're all smiles in here. I'm amazed. I mean, you're talking less than 6 months, and here you are. You've been through all that, and yet you just seem to have just a great attitude. Talk to us about how you've been able to do that.
Ever since I was a little kid, mom's been telling this everywhere. I used to do workouts with my dad, and every time I forgot to do my workout and then mom went to the store at Brolin's, I would say, "I forgot to do my workout, Mom." And then I would go on the floor and do sit-ups, and then mom would be like, "Yep, this is my son. Don't worry. He's doing all right." So I've been strong ever since, and been just trying to stick it through.
Well, I think you're doing awesome, Jace. Atlee, I want to just ask you a question. Kind of talk to us about you and your teammates as far as what the expectations and the things you're trying to do this upcoming Wednesday for Pink Night. What people that are listening, what should they expect? What can they do, and how can they be involved?
Yeah, so our whole team picked a few businesses that they go around to and are just asking for donations for the silent auction. And then on actual Pink Night, we'll have girls, everyone's bringing a baked item, so there'll be a bake sale, and girls will be out in the front doing that while we're playing. And then there'll also just be a donation basket, so anyone that wants to donate to that didn't donate to the silent auction or participate in the bake sale can put their donations there.
And so there's 100 ways, right, Atlee, mm-hmm. for people to get involved, whether they are physically at the volleyball match, or maybe they're watching the SBI broadcast, or maybe they're just wanting to donate. Again, just to reiterate, it all goes back to this awesome family, right?
Yeah, everything.
What's been your experience with Pink Night so far, not just this year as a senior, but as you've been part of this with your team over the last 3 years now leading up to this one? What has been your experience like? Why do you guys so motivated to keep doing this every year?
Every year it just gets better and better. I feel like we raise more and more money every year. We see more people from the community just jump in to help. And that's the coolest part, is just how the community all comes together just for a good cause. And we see so much help everywhere.
That's excellent. So Pink Night, this upcoming Wednesday night for the Star Valley High School volleyball team, and all the proceeds from that go directly to Jace and his family as they continue through this path and what they're doing. And it's not just the varsity, right, Atlee? It's all levels. Yeah. It goes all night long, right?
Yeah, it starts at 4 and ends when the varsity game ends. So excellent. Come whenever.
Well, appreciate all of you coming in studio. Jace, your mom said you're hoping to have your new leg by Halloween, right? What do you have your costume picked out? What do you want to be for Halloween this year?
A robot.
That's cool. Like shooting lasers type robot, like a Transformers, or what kind of robot?
I was gonna say, I'm a big Transformers fan. You like Transformers?
Kind of.
All right. It's all right. It's okay. You just That's awesome. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for coming in, sharing a little bit with us. And we encourage everyone to participate in Pink Night and help out this incredible family. I know that you probably don't feel like you're an inspiration to all of us, but you are, and not in the whole family. I hope you guys know that. And I've got 2 kids close to his age. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Jace, you're awesome, man. Keep it going, buddy.
Yep.
All right. He's made this less and less impossible.
him having the personality that he has and the strength to never give up. He's my inspiration. He's the one that's kept me going through all of this, because he looks at me all the time and he's like, Mom, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be just fine. I said, I know you are, buddy. You better be.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday Pink Night this upcoming Wednesday at Star Valley High School. It's all part of the SBI Radio Network.